with your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah, Chelsea in Oklahoma.
Yes.
What's happening?
Oh, nothing much, just at work.
Yeah, what kind of job you get?
I actually work in the oil field.
What time do you have to wake up?
I get up about 3:30 every morning.
Man, I feel that pain, huh?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Chelsea, because I wake up at 3. There's rarely a morning, if ever, that I'm just happy to wake up at 3. I'm not a morning person, and I have a morning person job. How's that work for you?
You go to bed late, and you get up early, so it's like, it stinks.
You take naps all day?
No.
Yeah, I need Lunchbox takes naps all day.
Every day.
Amy, do you take naps at all?
So occasionally, but...
Did the kids cut those out?
Yeah, well, the other day I took a nap here at the office just because
what?
I knew. Yeah. Like,
where'd you
I was
sleep?
Up here, right there on that couch. I set my alarm for 20 minutes and I, like, tried to sleep, but then Lunchbox and Eddie kept walking in and I'm like, hello, I'm trying to take
it.
A quick nap here.
Lock the door.
No, I'm not gonna. No.
It was awkward. I thought her husband maybe kicked her out of the house.
Yeah. What? Oh, y'all, we were already here working and it was a 20 minute nap. Like, it wasn't like I was sleeping here overnight, it was the middle of the day.
Just trying to get a little shut-eye?
No, I had to go meet up with them, and then there wasn't enough time to drive home. So in that time of, instead of driving home, I took a nap, and it actually was amazing. I was like, Lunchbox might be onto something.
He goes to bed.
No, he does sleep 4 hours, 5 hours sleep.
Yeah, it's not a 20-minute.
No.
I do. My husband taught me.
No,
20 minutes is not. Combat nap is what we call them at our house, and they actually can be highly effective.
So when your husband was serving, would he literally take combat naps?
Yeah, and he still does at home. I mean, I guess that's just what they nickname him. But yeah, you sleep when you can. And he can literally shut his eyes and fall asleep like anywhere. He may have to have his little mask and earplugs in, but he'll go to
sleep.
Why
they gotta be little? Why she make up his little mask?
Okay, it's like an eye mask, but it blocks out the light. And then
do you make fun of him for the mask?
Well, listen, it was mine.
Oh, is it pink?
No, it's black. But he may have to stop wearing it because he thinks it's breaking him out.
Oh, see? She's throwing him under the bus completely.
It's cute, though.
Chelsea, you hearing this?
Hey, they work, though. That's 20 minutes hard enough. They work.
See? Well, hey, I appreciate you calling. Anything you want to say?
No, you guys make my day whenever I listen to you. I've been able to listen to you guys for about a week. I've been having some health issues with my mom, but when I do get to listen to you guys make my day, so.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope things get better with your mom. I appreciate you calling. And away we go. Here we go with the Wednesday show. Starts now.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Hey, Terrell in Oklahoma?
Yeah, yeah.
What up, buddy?
Oh, man, just wanted to call. Long-time listener, big-time fan. Commute about an hour and a half, 2 hours every day to work, and you guys' shows on the radio nonstop on the way home, on the way there, and positivity's awesome, and you guys are great to listen to, and I just want to say congrats on winning Dancing with the Stars. It was the first and only season I've ever watched and probably will watch.
That's funny. Hey, so what do you do for a living?
I work at a fire department.
And so you drive hour and a half to 2 hours every day?
Well, the way it plays out is we work 10 days a month, so it ends up being about 20 or a little bit more days a month that I end up making the commute, which isn't terrible.
Oh, yeah, okay, I get it. So you don't have to do it as much, but when you do it, it's a little longer. I guess kind of like a shift, too, right? Like, talk me through a shift for you.
So we work 24-hour shifts, 8 a.m. to 8 a.m., 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. We do anything from training to install smoke detectors for people in our community to fire prevention, pub ed, anything of that nature, train. And then after 5 o'clock, we kind of, it's like living with your second family. Have dinner. You know, we're at the station for 24 hours, so sleep there. If we have a call in the middle of the night, we're there. We're quicker to get out and go help someone if they need it.
So. I have so many questions for you here. How about when you go to sleep and you're at work, because you have to sleep, but are you kind of sleeping with one eye open because you could get the call anytime?
Yeah, kind of. You don't sleep as well as you do at home, that's for sure. Everyone has little niches that they do to help them sleep a little bit lighter. I sleep with the TV on just so I have some background noise. Don't get to sleep as good as I do at home, but it's fun. I mean, awesome job. So,
do you have a fire pole that you jump down? Even if you don't need it, you just slide down the pole?
No, we don't, man. They remodeled the station I'm at right before I got hired on, and they took out the fire pole. They said it's too bad on the knees and lower back.
So. Everybody's getting older. Sorry, we got to pull it out. Okay, so, man, do you have a wife?
Or
a girlfriend? No. You have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay, what does she think about you risking your life all the time? Like, it's a noble thing that you're doing, but for her, I bet it's like, man, like, it's tough, huh?
Well, we actually met because of that. I moved a little bit closer for a little while, and she was a bartender at a local restaurant, and we met because of the fire station, and she knew when we met that, hey, this is it. This is what I'm going to do no matter what, and she kind of realized how everything works out and how everything plays, and she's like, you know, I'm not really worried because you guys wash more trucks than you go to fires. So
only takes one fire though, man. You're risking your life. Like, listen, all of us in the show, we really appreciate what you do. Like, all jokes aside, like, I know you called to say something about our show, but we're just a bunch of goobers up here talking on the radio. Like, what you do, that's real life stuff, man. We appreciate you.
I appreciate it, sir. It's awesome. Like I said, a big fan of you guys. Listen to you guys every morning. I'm on the road. So
can I send this guy like a signed book or something? Hey, can I send you a signed book? Will you read it? I don't even care if you read it. Will you take it and not throw it away?
Yeah.
All right, good. I have a book called Fail Until You Don't. Tara, hold on the line here. I'm gonna get you this. Come on, clap. This guy's a hero right here.
Yes.
Come on, risking his life every day. Come on. All right.
And then in his free time, or they install fire things in people's
saving
homes.
Cats out of trees.
I know. I'm like, gosh, firefighters.
Probably
are
an
awesome.
Old lady occasionally up in a tree. Probably saving them. Come on, that's a good thing right there. I love that.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones
Show.
Eating sparks a rush of endorphins, just as if you were working out, and they say it sparks your brain to have all these great feelings. Eating does it too.
I believe that.
I love eating.
Me too.
Yeah, I look forward to. I know. I build my days around when I'm going to enjoy food.
Yeah. But it's not just the eating for, okay, I'm excited to eat. Sometimes I'll eat for all kinds of things. Stress, I'm eating. Oh, tired,
I haven't been feeling great, so I eat bad food.
Like, oh, food's just going to make me feel better.
The healthier you eat, the less pleasure, the less the endorphins. So using a PET scan, researchers found one of the most significant levels of endorphins were released right after people ate pizza, their favorite kind of pizza.
Delicious. Yeah, pizza people know what's up.
More unexpectedly, they noticed that even more were released whenever you had a drink as well with it, like a good drink.
A good beer.
Yeah, so
isn't that crazy that working out is a lot of endorphins, but so is eating.
Yeah,
so it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to choose. You can do them both. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Zoe Buck is in the fourth grade and she's never had a haircut. Her hair is all the way down to her knees and she's like, goes to her mom, says, Mom, you know what? It's time to get a haircut. I want to donate my hair to Wigs for Kids. Oh, wow. And so she cut all her hair off so a kid with cancer can get a wig.
Love it.
Yeah, how old is she?
She's in fourth grade, never had a haircut.
A lot of hair, too. Lunchbox cut his hair once. And he grew it all out, and he was going to donate
for
it.
Love, so,
yeah, but that's not why he grew it out.
Oh, yeah, it was a bet.
It was a bet with
that's
his buddy.
Right.
Your buddy Mark, right?
Yeah, my buddy Mark. Yeah, he's a firefighter, and I hadn't had a haircut in a month. He goes, man, that's the longest I've ever seen your hair. And I was like, man, I'll go a whole year without cutting my hair. He goes, bet you won't. I said, okay. So we bet $1,000.
Wow. Jeez, who bets $1,000?
To grow your hair.
Hey, let's be real. There was
all of it.
There was drinking involved.
Yeah.
And so after a year, I didn't get a dollar. But I had the long hair.
So you did fulfill your end of the bet. He didn't pay you.
No, he still owes me.
And but do you know why? Because that's too much money to bet over growing your hair.
No, he got pregnant.
It doesn't matter. That's still too much money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I understand that. But we had been drinking. And 6 months into the bet, when he got a girl pregnant, I was like, hey, dude, it's a lot of money. You're going to have a kid. You want to call off the bet? We'll just call it right now. He goes, no, man, I'm good for it. Still, here we are like 10 years later. He still owes me money.
And then his hair. So he did decide to donate it to Locks of Love or Locks for Love or whatever.
Good dude over there.
And
they used it, right?
Did you ever get your certificate?
I got rejected, man.
Yeah.
What?
It was too gross. They wouldn't take his hair because it was too gross.
Did you end up sending it to clean up the oil spill?
No, that was, no.
No one took your hair?
No one would take his hair. It was gross. It was funky and gross.
It's not funny because it says, when we use your hair, we'll send you a certificate. They rejected it. No certificate. I mean, it was long.
His hair was so long.
Middle of my back. I mean, come on.
It was Joe Dirt in the back. You had hair in the back. It's like that. But all of it. It was Joe Dirt front, back, side.
And this was when Tom Brady had long hair. So every day, Lunchbox just talked about how he looked like.
Be honest. You don't.
Everybody thought I looked like Tom Brady.
Be honest. No, you don't.
No, the only thing I had in common was long hair.
Okay, but I do like her story.
Yeah, good job, Zoe Buck.
Good job, Zoe Buck.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Key West, Florida. A 22-year-old man went to a tattoo shop and got a shark tattoo on his calf.
All right.
And he said, ooh, it's going to be $200. Let me run to the ATM and get the money.
Yeah.
Never came back. Only problem is he put the picture on Instagram.
Oh, he put the picture of the tattoo?
Check out my new tat.
Yeah.
And the owner of the tattoo parlor said, get your blank back here before I call the cops. Guy didn't come back, so he called the cops.
I wonder how he was tipped off to that.
I guess he just started, searching social media and found the shark tattoo.
He had to be from the same town, though, right?
Yeah. Key West, Florida.
Like, he had to live there. It wasn't like a spring breaker or something.
Right, it wasn't someone on vacation. It was someone that lived there.
Yeah, it was stolen stuff you should never put online. Like, give it, 3 months?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
How about looking in your feed and seeing the guy going, hey, get back here. You're probably like, oh, no. Delete.
Bobby Bones.
So vegetarians actually eat meat when they're drunk. But half of vegetarians say when they have too much to drink, they eat meat.
Wow.
That makes sense.
I was thinking about Amy. And Amy goes on these tears sometimes where she won't eat any meat forever, and then she'll have a hamburger, and she'll just look forward to it and then demolish it. And sometimes it's after you're drinking a bit.
I mean, I can think of one time in particular where, for sure, we were down somewhere on Broadway, and I definitely had a bite of a hamburger after I had had alcohol, and I was like, this tastes amazing. But I'm sure it didn't really taste that great,
Yeah.
But other times I'm craving a hamburger, it's just because I'm legit craving it. I don't know what's up, but I could see how vegetarians get in trouble there. And then, do they even really know?
There's the question. Does it count if you don't know?
Does it count? Yeah. Because then, can you still be like, I haven't eaten meat in 10 years?
If you don't know, it doesn't count. A tree falls in the woods. Does it make a sound? The answer is no. If no one's there to hear it, there's no sound to be heard. That's right.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
Brian, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Bobby?
Man, you're on the air. What's happening with you?
Nothing much. Just at work.
Yeah, what can I do for you? It's early in the morning. We're kind of hanging out.
Yeah, just going out to go tow some cars. I work as a tow truck operator, man. And I've always hated, morning shows. I would never listen to the radio first thing in the morning just because I hate listening to people talk. But ever since I found y'all about a year and a half ago, I can't turn it off. Y'all get me going every morning.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much. You ever run into, aggressive people as you're out towing their cars?
Oh, yeah, dude. I've been shot at. I've had a couple ribs cracked, my baseball bat. I've had a little bit of everything.
Wow. That's crazy. And do you love your job?
Oh, dude, I wouldn't do anything else.
Man, what? Shout out, dude. You found your passion. Woo!
Baseball bat cracked his ribs.
Yeah. Brian, thank you for the call. Be safe, man.
Yeah.
Not worried. Check in every week, please.
Keep it up.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Yes.
I wasn't even, I thought you were going to ask him that, and he was going to be like, kind of people over dramatize.
Yeah. Dang, you're like, shot at this morning. All right. Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
I don't know if you saw on Instagram, but Lunchbox did a giveaway.
What did he give away? I did not see this. I don't know.
This large picture of Zac Brown Band that Zach signed. And I thought, okay, well, that's a slippery slope to go down to be giving away stuff on Instagram. And he said, hey, pick a number 1 through 500, and the first one to guess the number wins it, and he did it, and somebody won, right?
Yeah, someone won.
What was the number?
333.
Okay. And they guessed pretty quickly. And
it was like the 10th guess. I was like, how did that happen?
So he now says he's going to mail them this picture. Well, here's the problem. Shipping it.
I go to ship it, and I take it to the place, and they want to charge me $180 to ship it. Because it's over a certain size, and it becomes oversized in their terminology.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, so it's over a certain size.
Yes.
So it's oversized.
So it becomes real expensive. No, it only weighs maybe half a pound.
It's a humongous cardboard cutout. So now he's thinking about not sending it to the person.
Yeah. Sorry.
No.
You have to.
Yeah, you gotta figure that out.
And we're not paying for it as a show.
Oh, come on.
No. I give away stuff all the time. Signed books. I mail them with my own money. If I'm on Twitter and go... I just mail them myself.
Yeah, but your books don't cost $180.
But you gave it away.
Yes. Who knew it was going to be $180?
You should have looked into it.
Let's go to the jury.
It's a giveaway.
Should Lunchbox pay for it himself, Amy?
Yeah, the person won it. Like, you're in charge of it. Did you put at the, like, a tiny, you know, terms and blah, blah,
blah. No, because it would be 50 cents to mail because it was real life.
50
one
cents?
Stamp.
He was going to put like a birthday card?
Eddie?
Yes, of course he pays for it.
Yeah.
You should have known this beforehand.
Have you talked to the person?
Yeah, I sent her a message and said, well, I went and it was $180, so maybe you want to come here from Arizona.
Oh, rude.
I tried to do something nice and this is all I get.
You can still do the nice thing, but now you've bitten off more than you can chew. Just chew, 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 and then swallow. You got it.
Man, I gotta hope maybe someone taking a road trip hit me.
He's gonna hitchhike it to Arizona. Yeah, hit us up.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox is the parking police, and I don't always disagree with him. But he gets angry when someone takes up two spots. Like, he wants to do damage to people's cars.
No.
Like, he's like a vigilante over bad parking.
It's very frustrating when people think they're too good to park in one spot. And I understand you accidentally do it and you accidentally park over the line every once in a while. But I walk out yesterday and there is a vehicle that is by far, that is no accident.
It's parked right over the middle of the line.
Right.
Yeah, they are. And I was just like, come on. Like, you don't need to do that.
What kind? That's an SUV. It looks like a white SUV. Is it high end?
No, it's a Nissan Rogue.
So, not pretty. Yeah, it's nice, but it's not like a BMW or Porsche or something.
Right. It's not, you know, a $100,000 car or anything. But if it is, and you're worried about it getting, you know, dented or whatever, go park at the very edge of the parking lot. Don't park in the first two spaces and do that.
So, when you see a car parked over the line like that, you immediately want to do blank.
Key the car.
Okay, see, that's what I'm talking about.
It's so weird. That's what he goes to.
Maybe put a dent in the driver's side door.
No.
Yeah, you know, you give it a little. Like
if you were to say, whoa.
Vigilantes are nice, right?
If you were to say, put a note on the glass, it's different. What do you mean you've done it before?
Let's just say that back in the day, I may have been in Houston, Texas, and I may have been a little frustrated with a car because it parked way over the line. And so I may have, you know, turned my back and... like I was bending over to pick something, and my right foot, man, boop! Oh, accidentally.
Like donkey kicked it?
Yeah.
You donkey kicked the door?
That might have happened.
That's not nice.
Oh, man.
What? I don't think using negativity to fight negativity is the way.
There you go.
Right.
If you would have left a note, I'd have said, I get it.
Right, so this car, I did leave a note.
Oh, you did?
On this one, I did. Wow. I put... learn how to park, jerk. And I put jerk in all caps.
Did you leave your number in case they wanted to?
No, they don't need to call me. Oh. They don't need to have my number. Mm-hmm. They just need to know that we don't appreciate when they park like that. Because I got in the car.
It is frustrating. I just have never thought, let me just key her. I've never wanted to donkey kick a car.
Right.
I've never thought that either.
And I got in the car and I was just going to leave. But then I was like, this person is just going to get away with it. I need to write them a note.
You know, sometimes when you're parking, you're forced to park a certain way because the cars around
you. That's true. I didn't think about that.
Parked a certain way. So at Lunchbox, you could be taking your frustration out on a car. I'm not saying that's the case in this
car
one.
Was in the first two spots. So there is no way another car was
caused. What about the donkey kicked? Was it like that? You run into a lot of cars that park like that.
The donkey kick?
There are donkey kick cars all over town. You follow Lunchbox by his trail of donkey kicks.
I mean, he
just goes to a parking lot to donkey kick cars. Like, he's going to teach everybody a lesson.
That was in the parking garage back in the day, and
We almost had an issue with someone here at work because Lunchbox threatened to key their car.
He posted a picture of their car on Twitter and was like, you're lucky I don't key your car. And it's someone who we work with.
But it was a joke. The one at work is a joke.
It was a joke, but you just said you donkey can't cars.
It was a Saturday and there was no one here.
No, I can't. I don't know when he's joking. Okay. Yeah. You better watch out. Everyone out there, watch out for the donkey kicker. If lunch is in town,
you
better park right.
The parking police will get you.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back in a second here on the Bobby Bones Show.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
All right, time to play a game called Never Gonna Get It. Ask me why this game is so difficult.
Well, because it's really hard to get the answer.
Okay, cool.
You gotta ask him.
Oh, sorry. Why is this game so difficult?
Because I don't think you're gonna get it. You're never gonna get it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah, I'm on. I got you.
My bad.
Almost 20% of people say they're still paying for this. As of today, 20% of people say they're still paying for this specific thing.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that. Lunchbox will let you ruin it if you can get it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Engagement ring.
An engagement ring. It is the season.
Tis the season to get married.
Tis the season to get engaged.
Oh, tis the season to get engaged.
It is not.
Ooh.
What we'll do, we'll hop away for just a second. We'll come back. Almost 20% of people say that they are still paying for this. Amy, Eddie, get your answers ready.
Oh, I got it.
Bobby Bones is on.
Okay, the question inside the Never Gonna Get It. Almost 20% of people say, as of today, they're still paying for this. 20% of people. Amy.
Text messaging.
Text, wow.
Because, you know, normally it comes with your plan unlimited, but some people still pay per text.
No, I get it. Not it. Eddie?
I got it. Student loans.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's way higher than
people
that.
People are, oh.
Yeah.
More than 20%.
Ooh, can I get it?
Well, you guessed last time.
I know, but I want to come back. I want to come back into the game.
Oh, you're talking about like a comeback story?
Yeah, comeback story.
Okay, go
like
ahead.
Like the underdog.
Go ahead.
They're still paying for a landline, home phone, ching ching,
that's a good one.
Bing bing.
Almost 20% of people still say they're paying for a landline.
Yeah.
No.
Hmm. Oh, I thought you said yes.
Mm. No, I never even said a sound that sounded like yes. It was only no.
Okay.
The answer is
a divorce.
20% of people are still saying they're paying for last year's holiday spending.
Oh, that's terrible.
Tis the season.
Here we are putting stuff on credit cards.
Dave Ramsey would not be happy. With
would
that.
Not. Mm. And so, credit card time. You're buying gifts for everyone. It almost feels like credit card's not real money, but it is.
Yeah, it's real.
It's actually more than real money because you're paying more
interest.
That's right. So think about that. Eventually, he's going to come get it. You know, it's going to be gotten.
A lot of people don't understand that interest, really. Like, my brother still doesn't get it.
What do you mean?
Like, how it works.
Like, what has he done?
He just thinks that it's like they lent him the money, and it's just like, why are they charging me extra stuff?
Wait,
it's called interest.
Isn't your brother an adult man?
Yeah, he's like 45.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe you're selling him out like this. I mean, like, really?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Like, that's a interesting
fact. How many credit cards do you have?
Fact. I have one that I use my work stuff on, and one that's like for personal expenses. And that's how we recommended, or was recommended to keep everything really clean. It's like the cleanest way to do it, to stay organized.
Lunchbox?
Oh, I got like 7 or 8.
8 what?
Credit cards. I used to, whenever I'd go to a sporting event, they'd be offering me a free t-shirt. If I fill out a credit card application, I'd fill out every one of them. I've got those free t-shirts, free hats. I got it all. So I got a lot of credit cards.
Do you use them all?
No, my longest running though is Discover. I'm proud of that. I'm like a gold member because I've been a proud member since 2000. What about you?
Just one.
Ah, wow. Amex Black.
No.
Oh.
No, it's like Southwest
card.
Yeah.
That's mine.
That's a good one.
Well, how many credit cards do you use?
Like 3 or 4.
Like, do you have a big credit card bill?
No, I don't have a big credit card bill because I move it around. You know, like I take it from one credit card, move it to the other credit card because it's like, oh, they give you 12 months interest free.
You
like
can do that?
Yeah, if you transfer a balance from something, they give you 12 months interest free, then you move it to the other one. Guys, play the system.
I think you're getting played. Anybody else?
I don't know what he's doing over there. It sounds illegal.
Yeah.
So I have no comment because I don't want to be brought into the court case.
Like eventually
later.
That's going to come back to.
Well, listen, 20% of people haven't paid for last year's holiday spending and yet they're spending again.
Yeah.
So heads up, right?
Let's go shopping.
There you have it. Thank you. Oh, and Bobby Bones
Show. If getting a good night's sleep is important to you as it is to me, there's nothing worse than those random nighttime noises that can keep you awake. Someone snoring nearby, or late night road work, or the dog in the backyard next door barking. Listen, the good folks at Bose feel your pain. I have these. I love these. You know Bose as the leader in noise-canceling headphones. Now they've developed a unique innovation that covers irritating nighttime noises in a new way with soothing sounds. All you have to do is choose a preloaded sound of your choice, put in Bose tiny, snug-fitting sleep buds. They're no ordinary sleep buds, by the way. They combine aspects of passive noise reduction with active noise masking. Not only do they block ambient noise from reaching your eardrums, they put out little gentle repetitive sounds, both soothing and they're going to knock out some distractions. The point is you get better sleep with fewer disruptions. I love them. You want to learn more? Go to Bose.com or try them at a Bose store near you. They're Bose sleep buds. I use them. There's also an alarm inside of them. Also available at Best Buy and Amazon.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I love the stories of overachieving little kids. You don't, though, huh, Lunch?
No, not at all.
This kid's 11. He graduated college. He got his associate's degree.
Crazy.
I hope my kid doesn't do that.
Why?
Because I want my kid to have a childhood and have friends.
How do you know he doesn't have friends? These are the kind of kids that end up curing cancer, though. These are the kind of kids that get so ahead and they're so smart, and it's recognized so early you can develop that, and they do cure things like diseases, and they find ways to create food. But you, okay, you, good luck with your childhood over there.
Yeah, and then he'll be really rich, too, by like 15.
Yeah, his name's William. He graduated St. Petersburg College with an associate's degree. His plan is to transfer to the University of South Florida for his bachelor's degree. He wants to get his master's and doctorate, probably by 15 or so, right?
Oh, associate's degree? Come on, guys. That's not even that big a deal.
He's an 11. Do you have your associate's degree?
Yeah, I went to college for 2 years.
He's 11 years old. Again, he's 11 years old.
Yeah, but you went for your bachelor's degree and didn't get it. I don't think that means you have an associate's.
Oh, I think you're right. I don't think you have an associate's.
No, it's not just... Well, I did attend a college for 2 years.
Yeah. He started elementary school at 4, went through colors and numbers and algebra. By 9, he had already graduated high school.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That means... I'm trying to picture my son, you know, in the 11th grade right now.
Because he's 7?
He's 8, almost.
He's 8, yeah. Well, there you go. I like that. That a boy. Some people's brains are just different. Like, mm-hmm. They grow faster. They can absorb, and some are slower.
That's evident in this room.
Some are just slower.
Yeah, I get it.
There you go.
I'm fast.
That's Tell Me Something Good right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Before we get to the morning corny, breaking news from Josh in Bakersfield, California. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bobby.
Something big's happening in your life right now. Please share with us.
Yeah, my girlfriend's in labor right now.
And you are?
Father for the first time.
On the way to the hospital?
Yes, I am on my way to the hospital right now.
Why do I not hear, like, a little more frantic in your voice? Like, what's the deal? Come on, Josh, talk to me.
Yeah, trying to keep it cool, driving the speed limit, slow, smooth.
Is she in the car with you right now?
No, she was staying at her parents' house because they only live a couple of minutes away from the hospital, whereas I live about 45 minutes away.
Hmm. How do you feel? Like, what's going through your head right now? You're about to be a dad for the first time in your life.
Yeah, kind of nervous. I'm kind of scared to see her in so much pain. It's going to be weird.
Are you going to watch the baby come out?
I haven't really decided that yet.
Better get to deciding, bro.
Yeah, the time is now.
Yeah.
Or she may not even want him to. What does she want?
Yeah, I think she wants to. We talked about like possibly catching the baby. But I'm not sure, you know, how it's all going to go down now that it's actually time.
Do you know if it's a boy or girl?
Yeah, it's a boy. His name's Liam.
Attaboy. You named him after the guy on Oasis, right?
No.
Oh, dang.
No one particularly. Oh, I like to make the joke that I named him after Helium.
A terrible joke. Stop that joke. Don't do that joke.
Hey, that's good.
Terrible joke. Listen, I'm a professional joke teller. Terrible joke. Hey, that's awesome, though. Congratulations, Josh. I hope everything goes healthy, and I appreciate you calling us. It's a big day in your life, and you thought about us.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, can I give a shout-out to her mom real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Ginger Jones. I know she's probably the only one that's ever going to actually hear this. So I just wanted to say hi, and I'll see you soon, and I'm excited.
Why would she be the only one that would ever hear this? I believe more of your family should listen, my friend.
Oh, I agree. My mom listens, but she's not. She's retired now, so she's not usually in the car in the morning time.
Wake her up.
And then my girlfriend, she obviously isn't working right now, so she's not ever in the car in the morning either.
All seriousness, congratulations. Yeah. I hope it goes awesome, and thank you for calling, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
The Morning Corny.
How did the farmer find his wife?
How did the farmer find his wife?
He tracked her down.
He tracked her.
Tractor.
Down. Got
he tracked her
that's
down.
That's actually funny. Yeah, that's
funny. Oh, thank you. Thank
that's
you.
That's funny. There it is. Thank you. The Morning Corny. Yeah.
Yeah.
He tracked her down.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'll tell you who has a lot of business ideas. It's Lunchbox.
Yes, he does.
The guy has all the ideas. Never does anything with them, but he has all the ideas, and now he's trying to make money off his wife. Have you heard this yet?
No.
Look, I want to start selling my wife's breast milk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a
people
lot of
people do this.
We have a freezer full of frozen breast milk. It just sits there. All it is collecting ice. And, you know, I'm like, why don't we sell this online? You hear about people that struggle to produce milk and they're willing to pay for it. So I'm like, wife, you got a pump. You keep pumping. I'll start selling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just seems like an easy business model.
What are you
going to
call it?
Yeah, good, two good questions. Mm-hmm. How much do you make? What are you going to call it?
We'll call it Bobby's Boob Milk.
No, my name is not in this. You can't use my
Bobby,
name.
No, you need to have Bobby Bones in it.
Yeah, Bobby Bones Breast Milk.
No. My name has nothing to do with this.
Or Booby Bones.
Oh, Booby Bones Breast Milk. That's great. That is so good, Amy.
Yeah.
Booby Bones Breast Milk. Yes, it will come up with logos and everything.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Did I get half?
That's what I'm saying. We can get percentage. We can.
No, you can't use my name for breast milk.
Have you researched, like Bobby was asking, how much you sell it for?
No, I just know people need it. Because it's coming from celebrities.
It's not more valuable because it's coming from your wife.
Absolutely it is.
Oh, boy.
And okay. So I'm thinking we can get $10 a tube, $10 a syringe.
A syringe.
Is that how it's done? Syringes?
I think it's like...
Well, you have... Or you do it in bags.
Mason jars.
I mean, I got a picture of all this breast milk, and I'm telling you, people are going to go crazy over it. Like, they want... And some people may not even need the breast milk. They just want it just to have. Like a collector's item.
Okay.
Because it's your wife's breast milk.
Here's your homework for tomorrow.
Look at all that breast milk, folks.
That's a lot.
I mean, that's a lot of breast milk just chilling. I mean, what I see there? Dollar
money.
Signs.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what we'll do.
For Booby Bones Breast Milk.
No, we're not calling it that. Amy, why would you give him that idea?
Sorry.
Amy.
It just came to me.
Here's what we're going to do for tomorrow's show, okay?
Yeah.
Come up with a real name that doesn't have my name in it. And how much you would charge. Like, look at the market and see what people charge.
Okay.
And I'm curious to know what you'd come up with before tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, we'll do that on tomorrow's show.
There is a market. I have heard that. So he could be honest with
me. And for a good reason, too. Not selling it. Like, I mean, it's not illegal.
No, it's not illegal.
Legit thing.
Some people really need it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let us know tomorrow.
Yeah, it's like called liquid gold.
I'm bodybuilders buy it. I just sold.
Oh, see?
That's more your market.
Hey, I got an in because I got a semi-pro bodybuilder in there, Raymundo.
Raymundo, would you drink
that.
His wife's breast milk?
Just because it's his wife's, that's going to weird me out.
But if it was somebody else's, you would.
Somebody else's, you would?
Yeah, as long as it's somebody you don't know, but I have such a close relationship with his wife.
Ah. Really?
Have you heard about this in the bodybuilding world?
I have. If I ever did competitions, I would.
Really?
Hmm. Okay,
guys, I'm on to something. Okay,
let us know
I will.
Tomorrow,
I'll start doing my research.
Business plan. Bobby Bone, come on. Sometimes, Amy, I wonder about your husband because, and in a good way, he served in the military for how long?
12 years.
In the Air Force?
Mm-hmm.
Went to the Air Force Academy?
Mm-hmm.
Was deployed for a long time and many times.
Oh, he's been to the Middle East every year since, 2001.
Still?
Yeah, still. Because, he still works in that capacity, but even though he's out.
Well, my question is, I bet he's had to, go through some really weird, tough stuff and some weird environments.
Yes.
Like in different parts of the world.
Yeah. Africa in particular. I know some, you mean like living conditions?
Both.
Or?
Living conditions. Mm-hmm. And what I'm getting to eventually is that he was eating bugs.
Oh, yeah. And he has survival training with eating bugs. Like he could live off of bugs and like a rabbit and squirrel. Like he could live off the land, you know?
So was he doing that in front of your kids?
Well, our son was like scared of this bug, and you know, my husband was saying, "Well, not all bugs are bad. I mean, some spiders, they eat other bugs." He went in this whole thing on like the circle of life and bugs, and he was like, "And actually, this bug could be fuel for you. Like, if you ever caught in a place where you didn't have food, you could eat this bug." And our son was like, "What? No way! You can't eat the bug." And he was like, "Well, yeah." So he picked the bug and he ate it.
He ate the bug right in front of him.
Right in front of our son. Ate the bug.
And what did your son do?
My husband prefers to eat ants because they're full of like good something. I don't know, but I don't know what kind of bug it is. It was, but our son was like sort of a mix between mortified the dad just ate a bug, but also like kind of thought it was super cool that Amazing. Dad ate a bug.
I think it's super cool that he ate a bug. Like me right awesome. Now, I'm like, that's awesome. Yeah. He knew what bug to eat and what it would do for him.
And like what? Yes. And so now it's like this thing where I bet my son is going to start eating bugs, and I have to like make sure it's a good bug and he can eat the bug, and he's going to be at school eating bugs, and it's going to be a thing because he wants to be cool like dad.
Your husband's so cool. I just want to be like him. Except for the marrying you part. Other than that, he's got it all down.
Oh, but yeah. That's not cool?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to marry me now?
I feel like we're already married. Like we have like a work marriage.
Got it. You know? Cool. Don't want to be marrying me.
Oh, you can't take offense to that. All right, listen. I wonder if he could teach us survival tricks. And we have to make a list for the show. Like 5 survival tips that he had to learn that we could, if we got stuck somewhere, to use. It could be like drinking your own pee. I don't know what the rules are.
Yeah, me neither, really.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like any top secret stuff. But we have him do that. Like okay. 5 random survival tips that he had to learn. When you can't,
yeah,
cool?
Like which bugs and which leaves we're supposed to eat and which ones not to eat.
Anything.
5 survival 5 tips.
Yeah, that we could use in our life if we were like trapped in a car. You know, we do these stories where people get trapped
That's
in
true.
Cars,
and, mm-hmm. or they get lost in the forest and, well, for
do
5 days.
Do they like drink their pee? I go keep going back to that one.
Yeah,
that'd be the first thing I do. It's like I'm not even trapped, and I'm like,
and like step one. I'm like, man, my pee.
I've been stuck in traffic for 45 minutes. Well, guess I gotta drink my pee.
I'm urinate.
Well, okay, so ask him that, and that'd be cool. You okay. guys think that's cool or no?
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We got 9,000 women. They showed them all these pictures of men with beards and not beards. They didn't tell them that that's why they were picking. But guys with beards were always higher than guys that weren't, you know, covered in facial hair.
Yeah. I would be one of the women voting for a beard. Or the guy with the beard picking him.
According to a new study, men with beards are more attractive than those without. I don't like beards. I feel like it makes me look older. I'm trying to be 19.
Yeah, I know, but... You're not.
I know. The problem is, I'm 38. Listen, I still got a peacock a little bit because I'm still trying to find somebody.
Yeah. I mean, beards are fine, but you're worried about
like
the
gray patch. Yeah.
In your beard making you look older. Mm-hmm. But older could mean wiser.
I'm wise enough.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like the beard, and it doesn't grow all the way in. I have like a little spot on my chin where it still looks like I'm 13.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't grow. I just can't get a full
well,
beard.
Maybe that balances you out. If you've got a gray patch and a spot where it doesn't grow in.
Oh, they're like, oh, he's 38.
Basically, yeah.
So I'm not a beard guy, but your husband is, and you keep the beard, huh? You
want
to.
He started growing it over 5 years ago, and there's been times along the way he's wanted to get rid of it, and I'm like, no, I like it.
Oh, you can dictate his facial hair?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The researcher said that typical male features that scored well, a strong jawline. How do I do that on that?
Oh, yeah. You have a strong jawline.
Ah, thanks. That has a signal for good health and high testosterone levels.
Oh.
Every single woman preferred men with facial hair and stubble in general attractiveness. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Here I am with just like clean-shaven Freddy over here. That's why I can't. Maybe that's the trouble with my relationships.
Yeah, but you've had facial hair before.
Yeah, not really. I had a goatee once.
When?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Like, what? Yeah. Seriously, when? I have never seen you with a goatee.
I don't know.
Did you ever do that soul patch thing where it's like...
Didn't have enough soul for that.
Mm. Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Sometimes if people are serving the homeless downtown, they just drop off food, or maybe they take a grill down there and grill up some hamburgers or hot dogs. Well, every Tuesday, a classically trained chef takes time out of her schedule to feed people in need at a park in Knoxville, Tennessee. Yeah, classically trained. She makes big old things of beef stew based on a recipe that was handed down from her grandmother. So she really tries to take time to give people a really, really special meal. And she does it every Tuesday.
That's cool. Hey, what happened to you, Amy, recently? You're walking down the street and some woman comes by yelling for a homeless guy.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, yeah, she said, did you see that guy in the long coat? He's homeless. He went that way. Like, I think. And I was like, oh, yeah, he just went across the street. He's right there. And she starts chasing after him.
What were you thinking at this point?
At this point, I'm like, oh, no. Like, he stole something from her. Like, she looks like she is going after him. Like going to get whatever he took, and she's going to get it back. And I'm like waiting for it to go down, and I'm watching, and I'm like, oh, woman, be careful. Like, you never know what he could do. And then she hands him something. And then she comes running back across the street. And so I see her and I say, is everything okay? Like, what just went down? She goes, oh, I just desperately wanted to find him so I could give him a card with some locations of some shelters he can stay at night because it's getting really, really cold outside. And I was like, oh, okay. I just felt like a total loser for like automatically thinking the negative when she was like just wanting to hunt him. He had done nothing wrong. So I prejudged that situation. And she was hooking him up with like shelters to stay at night.
You know, I think instead of this story being about you prejudging or judging, I think it's all just about somebody who was like doing something awesome.
Yes, I know. That is definitely the highlight, that she was doing that. And I was like, oh, wow, like we should be, I could easily be more considerate and know where maybe some people could go. Yeah. But I just, my heart, like I felt a little icky.
Well, that, no. And everybody else just learned a lesson from your story and you sharing that. I love that.
All right,
that's good. That's what it's all about. There's Tell Me Something Good right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Are you ever one of those people, you have to pull out of a parking garage and you mess up and there's a line behind you, but you also can't back up because there's a line behind you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're at the little machine, you can't
happens.
Get it.
Happens.
So this happened to Eddie, sort of. What happened?
It was a total Amy moment.
Oh, wow.
I got...
Okay, got it.
Shots fired.
Wow, okay.
So I got my parking ticket, and you know, when you don't want to pay for it, you get it validated. And so I went to the lady at the desk and said, can I validate my ticket? She said, ah, here's a sticker or whatever. And I guess it was a sticker that you're supposed to put on your ticket over the barcode, slip the ticket in, and it'll validate your ticket, and the gate will open. Well, dumb me, Amy me, I just stick the sticker in there, the card reader, not the card, thinking that, oh, well, the sticker's supposed to go in there. It jams up, the gate doesn't open, there are cars piling up behind me, just like waiting and waiting and waiting.
You just thought the sticker would go in?
Yes, so I start hitting the button like, come on, open, open.
I don't think I would have done that, by the way, just to clarify.
You totally would have, right?
Well, how'd you get out?
I had to hit the help button, and then a guy comes out, he's like, yeah, man, what's the problem? I said, dude, so I guess I got the validation sticker, and I put the sticker in there. He's like, you put the sticker in there?
Like the sticky sticker? Yeah, yes. Exactly.
And
don't even say
Amy. He just shook in my head, like, I guess people look at Amy.
Yeah.
You guys.
Josh Hire!
Wait, are y'all going to stand for this?
I'm laughing.
Oh. Amy, the first thing that I thought of when I did this was like, oh my gosh, this is a total Amy moment. And so, the guy just shook his head and just had to open the machine up, and there were about 20 cars behind me, and he finally got the sticker out. He said, put that on the ticket. Put it in the slot and it opened up.
He thought less of you, didn't he?
Oh my gosh, he looked at me like I was the biggest idiot.
He looked at you like,
I guess the way people look at Amy.
Ah! Why you should always put the lid down when flushing the toilet. That's the first story I read this morning. I wanted to bring it in.
That caught your eye for sure.
Well, I've been fascinated with how people leave their lids up when they're flushing the toilet and there's a toothbrush within 10 feet of it. And we talk about this about every 3 months. Not putting the lid down on your toilet allows a cloud of bacteria to explode into the air. And you know where it goes? On your toothbrush, the thing you put in your mouth. And then what happens? You get in your mouth and you get sick.
Mm.
The toothpaste doesn't kill the germs?
It does not, Aim. But the toothpaste doesn't go on all the toothbrush, though. You got to think. It only goes on
the top.
On the top.
I know. I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
When droplets come out of the toilet, it looks like the 4th of July, is what it says.
It's disgusting.
Oh,
so think about that.
It's like a big firework?
It's the independence for poop to go all over your toothbrush.
You flush and it looks like the finale. Yeah, grand
it's like,
finale.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, close your lids. Secondly, if you're drying your hands on those air dryers.
Yeah, I love those.
Disgusting.
What?
Disgusting.
But someplace that's the only option
that's
now.
Not true.
They don't even.
You
no,
always
no, no.
You always have pants.
Oh. <'Cause>
I, dry off on your pants?
I will not stick my hand in those air dryers. That is, those are disgusting. They're only blowing poop particles on your hands because they're in there with all the toilets.
I know. Ever since you told me that story, I haven't tried to blow dry my hair in them anymore.
In the air dryer?
Blow dry your hair.
Wait, that's a thing?
Well, sometimes if I'm running later, I want to like kind of just add a little volume to my hair or whatever. You know, you can, you know, hit the button and like, you know, it'll just add.
I don't know, Amy. This is all new to me. It's like you have.
Well, you know how you roll the window down sometimes to get that fresh windblown look in your hair?
I don't. Nope.
Well, if you. Okay. Well, I do sometimes. Yeah. And if you don't have the opportunity to do that, but you're in a bathroom that has one of those blower things, you can just stick your hair in it.
Okay. Don't do
which
that
is
anymore.
Also your face, yeah. Which now is grossing me out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, not to start you with anything gross, but I do think that that was an interesting story that I like to share with people.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, I'm going to give you isolated vocals from a famous singer. Just tell me what band they're in. For example, listen to this clip. Here you go.
How long will I slide? Separate my side.
Would you know who that is, Amy?
Yeah.
You would know that was Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yes.
You would have got a point if that were true. Okay, here we go. Name this. You can name the singer or the band, either one, by their isolated vocals from a recording studio. Go.
And just stay here in this moment for all the rest of time. Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Steven Tyler.
Correct. Good. Isn't that cool to hear that, Eddie?
So awesome. I love
like
it.
Like, you hear his straight vocals, you hear the harmonies over the top of it. Like, we're such music nerds.
I love this so much.
Amy, name the lead singer. We'll just go lead singer only. Number two. Go ahead.
But if you never try, you'll never know just what you were.
Can you name that singer?
Yep.
Lights
go ahead.
Chris Martin.
Chris Martin, correct, okay. Number three, isolated vocals from a recording studio. Name the singer, go.
Hello, hello, hello. With the lights out, it's as dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. Here we are now. Entertain us.
All right, who is that? Do you know the song?
Yes.
It's just him in a studio singing, and they've taken the vocals off the recording. Just the vocals. Who is that? Come on.
I can't think of.
No, nothing.
No. I mean,
Eddie?
I know the song.
Oh, that's so cool. That's Kurt Cobain.
That's it.
That's right.
Man, I got chills listening to that clip.
Let's do two more. Here is the next one, and this is. I'll give you a hint. It's 1970s. Okay. All right. Action.
Mama. Cry if I'm not back again this time tomorrow. Carry on, carry on. As if nothing
you know
really
yeah.
matters.
Go ahead.
Freddie Mercury.
Yes, nice. All right, one more. Name this one. This is a singer's isolated vocals. Go ahead.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
Who's that?
Sometimes I give myself a creep.
No, you don't know it?
Sometimes no, I mean, I know the song, but I can't think of who the guy is.
Or the band.
Do you know the band?
I think I'm cracking up.
Yeah, I'm going to be mad at myself for not
You are going to be mad at yourself, because you for sure know it.
I know.
It's Green Day, Billy Joe Armstrong.
Oh, okay, Green Day.
Hey, do this. Play that back. Amy, sing the harmonies to it. Like, sing the high part as it sings. Ready? And
do
go.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? About
what, did I do good?
And everything all at once.
Eddie, sing the harmony to it.
Melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
Amy, go high.
Sometimes I give myself a grease.
There you go, Amy.
Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me.
Goes enough.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
I stay on this Marco Polo app all the time. By the way, they don't pay me. But I get on Marco Polo and you like leave video messages for your friends on the same app. You don't have to upload them. You have to save them on your phone. I love it. Eddie and I talk all day long on Marco Polo.
It's probably the most we've ever talked like in the last 5 years.
Really?
It's like FaceTiming, yeah. But you don't have to be there at the same time.
It's weird because my wife was listening to me talk to you the other day. She's like, "Who are you talking to? You said I missed you and I'm proud of you. Like, what? Yeah. So you're talking to your mom? Like, no, I'm Marco Polo with Bobby.
Yeah, Mike D's on it. We Marco Polo.
Wow.
I guess you call it polo. We polo each other.
Oh.
Amy, you got to get on Marco Polo. I told you.
I know. I have like all these unwatched messages from my sister.
Oh, because she's on it?
Yeah, she's on it because my niece is on it. It's like, you know, us and the 16-year-olds.
I heard a little birdie told me that you didn't let a kid go in front of you at Starbucks yet, and now you feel bad about it.
Who told you that?
Don't worry about that. Did that happen to you?
Yeah. Was it?
Wait, what happened?
Well, I feel wrong about it because it was a kid. So I was at the airport at the Starbucks in the terminal. I needed to go board my flight, and someone behind me who happened to be a kid was like, "Hey, do you mind if I go in front of you? My flight boards in 10 minutes. And then I looked at my watch and I just looked at him and I said, "Oh, sweetie, my flight boards in 10 minutes too." Like, no, because like I really needed.
How old was the kid?
The line was moving slow for sure. I'll give him that. But I mean, I needed to get my drink for my flight too. And I needed caffeine bad, clearly. And then, yeah, afterwards, I definitely felt bad because it was a kid. Like, if it was an adult, I get it. If you're late for your flight and we're somewhere, like, let's say we're getting off one plane and you have a connector and it's late, I'm going to absolutely let you go ahead of me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, we're at Starbucks. Like, yeah. It's a treat. And I definitely was like, sorry, kid.
How old?
Probably, like, 10, 11?
Oh, come on.
Is that bad?
Come on.
Yeah, I know. Is that bad?
Come on.
What should I have done? What would you have done? Bobby, what would Bobby have done?
I'd be like, "Hey, kid, why are you drinking coffee, you little knucklehead? Go get some water."
He probably is getting some Frappuccino and whatnot.
I know. That's funny,
I don't know because he ordered behind me.
Well, good for you, Aime.
Yeah, or bad for me. I don't know. I can't decide if I'm good human or not.
You're a good human. You're probably just cranky. That's that time of the month?
I'm on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I needed the caffeine. Listen, it's Starbucks. Doesn't mean your flight's boarding in 10 minutes. I literally looked at my watch. That was my exact quote. I said, "Oh, sweetie, my flight boards in 10 minutes too. Like, sorry, sucka." Bobby
Bones. Yeah. I was reading this article about how athletes spent their first big paycheck. Shaquille O'Neal blew $1 million on Mercedes cars for his whole family. Like, first check, Mercedes, 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 Mercedes.
Yeah,
$1 million.
Basically, his family was like, "You get a Mercedes, and you get a Mercedes, and you get a Mercedes." Oh,
but that's cool to be able to do that for your family.
For sure.
Yeah. This article was trying to make it out like, look how, come on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, he's got plenty of money, what, ain't no thing.
Venus Williams, a tennis player, she took her first paycheck and she put it in the bank, and she says that that first paycheck is $500,000 still in the bank. Plays it safe with her money.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Vince Young from the NFL, there's a whole story about how he ran up tabs of thousands of dollars at Cheesecake Factory and TGI Fridays. Notoriously, I believe would rent out, like, buy all the seats on a Southwest Airlines plane. Did you ever read those stories?
No.
He wouldn't actually charter a plane, from what I read. He would just buy all the seats.
And then what? Like, just him? He'd fly on it with, like, his friend?
Eddie, look at that. See if you can find that story.
Oh, boy. That sounds terrible.
David Carr in the NFL got a $14 million signing bonus while he was living in a house that had no furniture. So he and his wife went out and bought a couch and a TV.
Oh, wow.
After they got $14 million. Anyway, I like those stories like that.
What's the craziest thing you've ever bought?
I think when I first got the morning show, nothing crazy, but I bought my mom a trailer.
And land,
and like an
right?
Acre and a half of land. Yeah. Yeah. That's probably the thing, like, if it were to compare it, because I grew up really poor. So when I first started to make, and also I don't have kids or a wife, or what do I even spend money on, you know? Nothing.
Well, and I mean, especially then, that was like a really big deal.
I bought my mom a trailer and an acre and a half of land. I sold that land. Remember when they put me in the newspaper for not paying taxes on it?
Mm-hmm. You got called out. Front Street.
I didn't know I was supposed to pay taxes on it. And the newspaper had a big story about me not paying taxes. I sold the land for $1 to my cousin.
Oh, yeah. That's even cool, too. You know?
Yeah, I was like, if you can use it for a dollar, you can have it. Yeah. Okay, here's this Vince Young thing. On a 2007 Southwest flight from Nashville to Houston, Vince Young bought all the seats except for about 10 passengers who had bought tickets before he could buy the entire plane.
It's crazy.
The plane seated 130 passengers. He purchased 120 seats.
How's he doing now? He's good, right?
Yeah, I think he's fine. I think he works for the university.
Oh, I thought he had a steakhouse or something.
I think he probably likes his name. Probably.
I'm just kidding. He doesn't work there.
No, he doesn't work there. No. Get your bones
on Bobby Bones Show. Okay, we are going home, but thank you for listening. You can catch up on everything. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes. You can listen to the whole thing. Listen to the Bobbycast, a show I do from my house. Just search that too. All that. Thanks for being here. We would not be able to pay our mortgages or eat our meals without you listening. Right, Amy?
That's right.
We appreciate you. Thank you. We'll see you soon. Bobby Bones.